Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Before we get to today's topic, I wanted to remind my friends that we have a very time-sensitive process going on with respect to petitions here in the state of Arizona. In 2022, referendums and initiatives sponsored by Democrats, public education supporters, and other progressive groups will need petition signatures by mid-September of this year. I want you to please go to the Arizona Secretary of State's office at azsos.gov and to the 2022 general elections page for initiatives, referendums, and recall applications to learn about these particular initiatives. Of importance to us Democrats and progressives are three initiatives sponsored by Arizona Deserves Better. One will allow election officials to receive private grants to help run elections or register voters. A second will help keep the permanent early voting list permanent. And a third that would strike down numerous voter suppression measures, including limiting the Arizona Secretary of State to defend state election laws if challenged. A second set of petitions are being sponsored by Invest in Arizona, which is made up of Arizona Education Association and Stand for Children. They seek to refer these laws for your public vote in 2022. One of them allows small business owners to pay taxes on income at rates that disadvantage public education. A second petition allows for the limitation on income surcharges approved by voters in 2020 that supports public education. And a third one imposes new income tax brackets seeking to cut further into public education funding. And finally, there's an initiative sponsored by Voters Right to Know to approve an act to allow Arizona's voters to know who is influencing elections by eliminating dark money. Again, the urgency is upon us now, so please go to your legislative district leaders and find out who has petitions and even offer to distribute the petitions yourselves, but please sign as many petitions as you can. Again, please go to the Arizona Secretary of State's office at azsos.gov to learn more about the petitions and the sponsors behind them. It's really important, and we appreciate your help. Welcome back, kids, to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. In today's episode, I promise you something really different. As most of you know, we deal with a lot of issues here on this program, but today we're going to focus on one we haven't touched on before, and that is hunger in Arizona. Now, for this old podcaster, if I don't get my afternoon snack, that's when I get hungry. But as we all know, there's a serious issue of food insecurity here in Arizona. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about one organization that is really doing something about it, and also a group of Democrats in the Eastern Valley who are really putting their values together to do something to help their communities. Last year, due to COVID-19, about 1 in 5 Arizona families and 1 in 3 Arizona children were impacted by food insecurities. That means there are over 470,000 children in Arizona hungry each day. The organization that is doing something about it is the United Food Bank, located in Mesa, Arizona. They have about 165 partners that operate food programs like food pantries, meal sites, and after-school youth meal programs, covering 5 counties in eastern Arizona, all the way to the New Mexico border. Their mission is to stabilize the lives of hungry and low-income people. The United Food Bank receives food supplies from federal government programs donations from corporate food processors, and grocery rescue programs where food would otherwise go to waste. But the key to getting those supplies from the warehouses to our food insecure neighbors is volunteers who package the food for distribution to United Food Bank's community partners. What are those volunteers able to accomplish? Well, last year, with over 26,000 volunteer hours, they helped the United Food Bank distribute over 48,000 food boxes that served over 75,000 meals daily. In today's episode, we'll break down those numbers into just one evening of a volunteer shift at the United Food Bank, where Democrats from LDs 12, 17, and 25 put their values to work to help their communities. We'll hear from those Dems and other local volunteers and United Food Bank staff in an energetic and fun-filled production routine filled with music, laughter, cheers, and coming together to accomplish a greater good. I'll let the music set the stage for this shift where 30 or 40 volunteers would walk on either side of stacks of food with recyclable plastic bags and fill those bags with different items. When they got to the end, they would return and deposit those bags in large cardboard bins, which United Food Banks would then distribute to their partners. Then the people would get at the top of the line again, grab a new plastic bag, and walk down the stacks one more time, repeating the process several times throughout the night. First up, AJ Cordoglu tells us what happens when one of the big bins is filled with food.
And you're clicking people into these very large bins.
Bins, yes.
And these bags are about 12 to 18 pounds apiece.
Yes, it is. And we need 75 of them on every bin.
So very shortly, you will get up to that 75. Uh-huh. And a little celebration happens.
Exactly. I'm going to ring the bell.
With about a dozen bins to be filled up, Neil Dixon, a volunteer with the United Food Bank, tells us what happens with all that food.
We got about 75 bags in each of those. That's almost 900 pounds per bin. They are filled up. They're loaded onto our trucks, head to our big warehouse where they await distribution to our partners.
Next up, Laura Tarek tells us why it's important to her to organize several of these shifts at the United Food Bank for Democrats.
I think it's really important for Democrats to live our values, and this is such a simple, easy thing we can do to build community both with our, you know, ourselves among our legislative districts, but also in the community in general, and show people, you know, what we're committed to.
Steve Wickert, LD17 Democratic Chair, draws a distinction between our values and those of the Republicans.
It's to show our values, really. I think the Arizona Republican Party is missing it. They're focused on something completely different than we are, but we're focused on the community, so that's why we're out here.
I asked Neil Dixon, the United Food Bank volunteer, to describe the food that was being selected on this shift as we walked down between the stacks of waist-high food.
We've got canned plums, canned spinach, tomato sauce for spaghetti, and we've got spaghetti noodles. We have rice. We have pinto beans. We've got lentils, dried cherries, and dried cranberries.
And this food is meant to be supplemental to other food that's being given out in the community.
Right. You're not going to make a meal with this, but it can add to the meals that families are making.
Again, the energy in the place is fantastic. 30 or 40 people are just rotating, picking up items of food and putting it into their bags. It's really something. And that sound that you just heard was the fact that they filled another bin with 75 bags.
Another regular volunteer with the United Food Bank is Michelle Jacoby, and she reminds us what we've been through in the last year and how the pandemic increased the need for food supplies for families here in Arizona.
Yeah, I would think it was kind of shocking just because you know, we live in a part of town where you kind of don't think that that's happening right in your own backyard. And working with the food bank and especially doing a lot of the food distributions at the Mesa Convention Center and seeing sort of the swath of people that you wouldn't think would need food, it was really eye-opening and it was great.
Ben Harrison, a Democrat in Legislative District 12, talks about the importance of volunteerism and the example it sets for his kids.
I think it's great helping the community, helping people that have a little bit of food insecurity. If anybody can volunteer, I encourage people to get out, volunteer, do the most you can to help those in need.
How fun is this?
This is great. Shoulder to shoulder with everybody, helping out the community, watching my kids bag. This is so much fun.
Ben brought his kids. They're having a ball. Everybody's very excited. The line is moving very fast. People are enjoying it. And they're filling up the very big bins with about 900 pounds of food in each bin. It's going pretty quickly.
Ian Hamp, the Democratic chair for LD25, talks about the importance of living our values in a red district.
Volunteering in general was something I've been passionate about and doing for a lot longer than I've been involved in politics. When Democrats have values, or we say we have values, and then we need to show up in the community and actually live them, because the Republicans show up in the community and live their values, right? Right, right. And it's harder to see the Democrats sometimes, at least in Mesa. So I think this is really important.
We return to A.J. Cordoglu, who was a candidate for the Arizona State Senate in 2020 from LD17, and he plans on running again in 2022. To talk about his 17 years of involvement in the community and why volunteerism is important.
We have to share our values with our community. And our values is always standing with the people. And that's the reason we are here at the food bank, getting our people, helping them fight against hunger. And there are a lot of people that need help. And if we can make this awesome organization jobs a little bit easier for a day or two, we are successful.
I hope you caught the enthusiasm, energy, and satisfaction of doing volunteer work in your communities. And I hope you'll search out those opportunities in your own neck of the woods. I'll leave it to Jennifer Chastain, an active Democrat in LD28, to summarize for us what it means to live our democratic values in our communities.
I think it's important to give back to the community. I think we have to, it takes a village, and we have to work together and make sure everyone, no one's left behind.
And a scheduling note for our podcast listeners, we'll be taking the month of August off, so we'll see you back in September. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.